Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at the Paumea Resort on the Riviera Maya in Playa Car in Mexico. And we've been here all week, and we wanted to get a little look at a very special program that this resort has. It's a kids program, but only in name only. And I'm here with Laura Diaz, who is the director of that program. It's called the Waldorf Program, and we're going to talk about that and how it's very different from your normal kids programs. And you're going to find out all about that and more on Insider Travel Report. Now, Laura, this is my second time at the resort. We met way back in March before the resort closed, and now I'm back, and I'm here in your kids program. It's the Waldorf program. Tell us a little bit about the philosophy, the concept of the Waldorf program, if you could.
Sure, thank you. Well, this is a Waldorf-inspired program, which means that the teachers that are here taking care of the kids know about the Waldorf philosophy or anthroposophy, which basically studies the human development, specifically the kids' development, in three main areas, which is the physical, the body, the soul aspect, and the spiritual aspect. And from there, we designed a program with different activities based on free play and artistic activities that nourishes those three aspects of the human being in their different stages. So we understand the developmental stage the kid comes in and where they're at, and from there we meet them with our program.
Now, what are the ages of the kids who you bring into the program? And are they all in together, or are they separated into age groups?
Yes, we separate them into age groups. We receive kids from around three years of age. And we do have a program for teenagers, but we mainly receive kids up to 9, 10 years, like the tweens. And from there, we work separately. For the first 7 years of age, we have a specific program, and then we have a different one for the older kids.
And one of the unique parts of this, and you'll see as we're going to take photos of this whole room here, is that there are no video games. There's no. It's all wooden construction. Tell us a little bit about that and why this is part of the philosophy.
Yes. Well, that's our main principle, is to be away from screens. What we want to bring here is nature to the child. I mean, the whole concept of the hotel is to reconnect with our own essence and to reconnect to nature. And I mean, that's Aya. So with the kids, that's why we chose the Waldorf program, because that really resonates with the whole philosophy of the hotel. So for the kids, we have activities, for example, outdoors, where we do gardening. We have a little garden backyard garden, and we have two medicine spirals on our front, and kids help to work with the earth. They water it, they weed it. Inside, we have activities based on free play, but actual free play. So we have toys, or as we call it, play material, which is open-ended, that gives the kid the opportunity to play endlessly with one wooden block, for example, right, that can turn into an airplane or whatever, you know? And so that really is what actually is cultivating creativity, imagination, and then when they are grown, their ability to solve problems, to negotiate, and so that happens in play. So that's why we are so eager to see kids play again, like in a natural environment.
Well, I gotta tell you, when I was a kid, I was like just playing with blocks, which, and we didn't have video games when I was, I'm that old. Yeah. The closest to a video game that I got even as a teenager was Pong, which was, beep, beep, going back and forth. So that's not my era, but this is really very special. Now, so what are the hours that you will oversee the kids?
Well, we're open from 10 to 6. And usually kids go to have lunch on their own, but we have also a meal plan for them. Mm-hmm. We our activities from Monday to Sunday are crafted by us, the teachers, based on the days of the week relating to a planet. So what we eat, the colors we use, the activities we do are related to that planet. And so the meal plan is also related to that. So we have a very holistic program for the kids that has a lot of work into it, a lot of thought, a lot of creativity. So nothing happens just because, you know, there's always a reason in everything we do.
And how many other instructors do you have to help you out here?
Here, we're actually three right now. And because we really look for teachers who are not just teachers, but also have Waldorf training. So that, because, you know, in Waldorf and in Anthroposophy as adults, it is a path of inner development, of spiritual development. So one has to already be on the search, you know, seeking for that. So that's how we can really become a team. And from there, we can work together knowing what we're looking for. So,
yeah. So, and also you have a place, I notice you have a place for the kids to rest in the back too.
Yes, yes, because, well, a child needs sleep. And especially a little child. And, you know, right now there are many beliefs that a child stops napping like at 2 or 3 years of age. And that's not true. I mean, actually, the body to restore itself needs to sleep, and not just like 8 or 9 hours. When you're a kid, you need to sleep around 12 hours between the nighttime and naps. And especially when you travel with your kids, I mean, I'm a mom and I know about that. When you travel with your kids, things fall out of rhythm. And so to have a special place or a special moment to rest, maybe they won't nap, but if they can just slow down, and there we make the area in a whole environment where we sing to them, we tell them stories, we play a lyre or the recorder, and so we really create an environment that is inviting them to slow down, to calm and to restore themselves.
Now, this is all part of the gifted environment. You don't have to pay an extra fee for this program, right?
No, not at all. This is part of their gifting lifestyle of Maya.
No, that's great. And so far, I mean, you were closed down because of the COVID crisis for a few months. And when I first got here, you were really just started. And is the program rounding out now? Are you getting happy with it, about it, and sort of advancing it?
Yes. Well, yeah. And with little by little, with a few guests that we have here, we have been you know, seeing new approaches, different ways of doing things, but still it's slow. I mean, we want to see with the room full of kids and how do we work, you know, different.
Now, what would you suggest to my travel advisors who view this, and what should they tell their clients who have kids who maybe have special needs, who really want to get to know exactly what this is all about? How can they find out more about it and also let you know about their particular children's needs?
Well, they can research on our web. We have information there about our program, about the Waldorf lifestyle, actually. And if you look in the web, just about Waldorf education, you can find out a lot. And what we're doing, it's inspired in Waldorf education. As I told you, we are trained in Waldorf, the teachers here. So we're really doing things as indications of the Anthroposophy and Waldorf movement. So they can research there, and they can know and trust that when kids come here, we are working in ourselves as adults to develop a genuine look at the kid and really perceive the being in the kid, so that we can acknowledge that there is a relationship that is about to be born, and from there we're going to meet the specific needs of each child with love and respect.
So you actually assess every child, and you're playing with them, and you're figuring out what they like and how they can create stuff, right?
Yes, yes. And, you know, with the experience that we have, we now have developed a very acute observation that when we see kids, we can easily know, like, maybe he's lacking some, you know, a slower rhythm. Maybe there is a lot of intellectualization in his life. Maybe he's watching too much TV. You know, we can...
There are no TVs in this room, by the way, so that's the other thing.
We can perceive things like that. And from there, I mean, I have had the opportunity, the amazing opportunity to even give advice to parents, you know, from what I perceive in their play or, you know, in their activities. And that is like what we really... are grateful for, you know, to be able to plant a little seed that we don't know how it's going to sprout, right. But just to plant a seed, a positive seed, is, you know, like, yes, what we want to do.
Well, Laura, thank you very much for telling us a little bit about the Waldorf program here. It's a very unique kids program. It's not totally educational. It's play. It's geared to the individual. It's not just sitting your kids in front of a video screen or a game. It's really getting them to create things. It's sort of a throwback to when I was a kid. Although I have to tell you, if my daughter, who's now 27, was here at 5 years old, she wouldn't be taking that because she always loved all the kids programs and she'd be playing away here. So she you would have assessed her a little differently. But again, thank you so much for taking the time to tell us all about this.
Thank you, and feel welcome to visit us and try it out.
Well, maybe I will. I'll just come down as a big kid.
Yes, okay. You know, we used to call this the kids' house because we really wanted to resemble a house, right. And to feel it a home. So we want kids and adults as well to feel welcome, to feel nurtured, and to really want to be here, and that's been happening lately.
Well, you said I saw you. People were in here the other night. I said, well, that looks like fun. Maybe I'll go in and try that out.
So handcraft, and so yeah.
There you go. Here. Next time it'll be the kids' club for adults. Excellent. Again, thank you so much.
Thank you, James.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.